How y'all doing? I hope you are getting hyped, Ja Prof. I see you. Yes, Mr. OG on at the Hype 984 at Wanjira L at DJ Schwaz. Hashtag believe the hype. Happy that you do, because there's a whole lot of hype to believe here. And yes, as promised, we do have yo man in the house. How you doing, Mr. Calligraph?
I'm all good. What's good? What's happening?
What's happening? You tell
OG
me.
OG up in the place. We out here.
We can see that. So much going on right now.
Yeah.
How you dealing with that?
I'm good. Just pushing the new album, Invisible Currency. That is what everybody's talking about. That's the word on the street. So you already know. You know the vibes.
It seems like you're everywhere at the same time. How are you managing that? Like, I'm just like, are there multiple Calligraphs? Are you of triplets and we don't know about that? Or you just manage your time real well?
Exactly. I'm a professional, so...
Hey, let them know.
Exactly.
That's
the thing, you know? The way we move is different. I know, no offense to anybody, but you guys be having a lot of celebrities who pull up to this place. But I don't move like them.
You don't move like them.
I move different.
What makes you move different?
Because I'm the OG.
And that's on period, Pooh. Invincible Currency.
Invisible Currency.
Invincible, am I invisible?
Invisible. It is invisible. It is not visible. So you can't see it.
Why is it invisible?
Because it ain't there.
Why that title? What does that mean? It's even the lead on the album.
I've done so many interviews, like, I don't know, in the past 3 days. And I feel like I'm just repeating myself. Today, this is like the fourth interview, but I'm just going to elaborate so that you understand. Invisible currency is the value that one brings to the table that is not tangible. It is not visible to the naked eye. It is the power that your brand
what is
has.
That what is that intangibility that you're bringing?
Anytime we're talking about currency, it is expected that...
It's physical money, right?
Yeah. But in this case, we're not talking about physical cash. It's the power that one has. Or perhaps, like, for instance, let me use this as an example. I'm going to say it again, bro. You told people Calligraph Jones was coming through, right?
Okay.
What are the people saying out there on social media? What reception are you getting? Like
that they're excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not going to say this, of course, but their ratings are also going to go high, you know?
I'm just dying.
Is facts. It's facts.
I'm
you know?
Dying because you're reminding me of Muhammad Ali right now. Like, he's got, like, the hoodie on with the cap, and he's, like, hyping himself up. He's breathing heavy like he's about to go in a boxing ring. I'm like, okay.
That's the whole point. Now, okay. we didn't tell anybody. I didn't say I was going to pay anybody to listen to Calligraph on Capital FM today, but they're listening either way because Calligraph Jones came through, and I pulled up with that invisible currency. You don't see it. But people already buy into
it. It's tangible, even though it's not something that is physically there.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. For your second track, All I Need, it feels very yay-ish. Mm-hmm. It's given a big yay vibe. We've got, like, the choir behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're taking us to church. You're taking us to OG's church in particular. Yeah. And you mentioned how sometimes you feel low. Now, you know... Even the way you're sipping your water, my God, I wish that live people could see this. I know there are several cameras, but it's just mad funny because I'm like, I feel like I'm truly in a boxing ring. You come with so much hype, right? But like you mentioned how sometimes, you know, you have to, even through your struggles, you have to find that hope. You have to find that thing. You find God, right? That's really what that track is about.
Mm-hmm.
When do you feel low? Because we think of you and, you know, you come through with such a big personality, with such a big persona. You always look like you're on top. You always are on top. When are you weak?
I'm never weak, but I'm a human being. And I have feelings. I have emotions. You know, I go through the same things that normal people go through.
Such as?
Yeah. Like, what? When you pulled up here, courtesy of this... man right here, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, bro, today we have been walking together and you haven't even offered us anything. No water, no nothing. So I was frustrated.
Okay.
You see, that's frustration.
Mm-hmm.
That is what normal people feel. So that is a feeling in itself, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of things I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Stick around. It's going to get better and better. I got more questions for Mr. Calligraph. 23 minutes past 8 in the p.m. If you have any questions for us, go ahead and ask away at the hype 984 hashtag believe the hype at Calligraph. I guess you already knew that. Still having fun with you. I see someone here. Who that talking to me, Justo? How are you, Justo? You said, I'm a new fan of his. Whoever thought he had to stop calling himself king until he actually did become one. Late to the party, but I am definitely her. Well, we love to see you doing it. You're listening to The Hype with Wanjira. Talk to us at The Hype 984, hashtag believe the hype. Talk to us on 0701-984-984. You know how else to get in touch with us. Schwaz is on the decks, killing it for you. And of course, the OG is in the studio. Hey, OG.
Wagwan.
What's really good?
Everything.
Oh, yes, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what it's winning season.
Of course.
It's winning season around here. Kamakawaida.
Kamakawa.
So now, your album has a lot going on in terms of different sounds and some of the features that you have with guys from around the world, right? Mm-hmm. Including, of course, our Kenyan greats like Scar and whomever else. Mm-hmm. But what I wonder is like how you are able to maintain your OG status, but you'll have like a beautiful song that almost sounds, dare I say, sweet, like How We Do, you know, with Xenia Manase. Like, how do you find, but then you can also have like something benga flavored.
Yeah.
You know, how do you dabble in all these sounds and still be like, yeah, you know what time it is. I'm still the OG on this
vibe. Yeah. I think all these things happen, you know, because of experience. I've been in the game for quite a long time.
True that.
If you know your history, Kenyan rap history, Calligraph Jones, I graced this studio some 10 years ago. Was it 10 years ago?
Yeah, you mentioned it in one of your tracks.
So with all that information and all that experience, I mean, you always know how to maneuver on tracks, execute, but at the same time still maintain that OG vibe.
Right.
So it's all about experience, yeah. I can say that.
And that makes a lot of sense because on the Cali Chronicles, you literally just go into a timeline.
Of course.
And that's actually where you mentioned Capital FM.
Yeah.
And how, you know, when you were in this studios doing a thing. And
I thought I was going to get flowers out here when I pulled up. There's nothing for me.
Disappointments on disappointments. Yes,
but I forgive you. Today I'm going to forgive you for that. But next time.
Is it me you forgive? I'm at CFM in general. I want to know who that's directed
everybody,
toward.
Everybody out here. Everybody. You're part of the team, right?
Yes, you know
So you included.
Tell me, Schwaz, what's up?
I just want to ask. We know Kiba is from the other side.
Yeah.
Of the divide. And I believe on that record, that's like a drill bit, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you get him on that? How do you have him to do a drill? I know you can do the other side because you have records with Otile Brown and all that.
Mm.
And Le Band, all those vibes that sound like they are bongo-ish and stuff.
Oh. Right.
So how do you get a bongo artist who's ideally never done something that is equal to rap, rap on a drill bit?
The thing with me is that when I bring you to my space, I'm going to make you explore a different side of you that you're not even aware of. So when Kiba pulled up to my studio and I played for him the record, he was like, I've never done nothing like this before. But I was like, yeah, I know you haven't, but you will today.
Not you will today.
And the OG was respected.
And the OG was respected. And he came through, executed. I mean, bro, what is there to say?
So why didn't you just tell us, yo, you better have them flowers on deck? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, when you say it, that's it. That's how it comes through, apparently.
Exactly.
All right. I love it. You know, you talk on your intro, which is the title of the album, Invisible Currency. Yeah, Invisible Currency. You talk about that accent, right? And you've referenced it in many of your songs, like,
a couple of tracks, yeah.
Right, yeah, you'll talk about it like, oh, okay, yeah, but, you know, now this guy with the fake accent made it, right?
The rapper with the fake accent finally made it.
Almost verbatim. So I wonder, like, do you ever feel some type of way when people try and talk about your accent?
No, at this point.
Did you before?
Be real, no cap. And I'm still going to say, I used to come to this radio station. We had interviews and if you can pull up them old tweets.
he said receipts.
Yeah, we remember what they used to say back in the days. But, you know, I believe I had to go through that to be the person that I am right now. Because even in the process of people rebuking you and attacking you and saying all sorts of things about how you pronounce your words, eventually I developed a thick skin. So at this point, with all that I'm exposed to, with all the places that I've been to, you telling me, oh, Calligraph, why do you speak like that? You think that is going to affect me in any way?
Mm.
The OG is the OG. I've done things that people never thought I would do. I've reached places, you know, that people never imagined Calligraph will get to. So,
what's the thing that people like try and... I don't really pay attention much to this kind of gossip, but yeah. What is something that people say about you today? Like, put the accent aside, but something, yeah, now that you're making it, because you know they'll always look for something.
Yeah, they always look for something. When I came up first time, they started with the accent thing, and that when they realized that wasn't doing anything,
mm-hmm,
they started saying, "No, Calligraph, we feel like you're doing good music, but your videos are a little bit substandard." And oh, when you level up and you start doing good videos, they're like, oh, we feel like the content of your music is not really all that. Maybe you should upgrade the content of your music.
Mm.
And then you start doing that and you start getting recognition from people outside the country. And they're like, okay, now we feel like the way you're dressing is Lukunimbuakni now. Bro. Like, but then that's how the world revolves.
And,
I mean,
it comes with the territory type of thing.
Yeah, those things are expected, and I mean, when you get to a certain point in life, you and with, like I told you, I have experience. With all the experience that I have, some of these things, even when they say them, I know it's expected already. So, I see them coming.
Okay.
I see them coming from afar, and I'm like, yeah, I know how to handle these people.
Now, because you talk a lot about experience, and yeah, you know the things that you've gone through, in your musical journey, even personally, it sounds like, and you make mention of it throughout your art, you've been through a lot in your personal journey.
Yeah.
You talk about your parents in the album.
Yeah.
You talk about your dad being sick and taking medicine. Yeah. Your mama cheering for you now because, mm-hmm, you know, it's like, mama, we made it.
Yeah.
And is it behind the mic that you feel, or on a stage, that you feel like you're strongest, you're healthiest, like the most powerful person that you are?
Yeah, to some extent. When I'm on a stage, of course, you get the chance to express yourself, and the fans are out there, you know, you're feeding off their energy, and it's a great feeling. But anytime I'm in the studio too,
right,
because music is
behind the mic, period.
Yeah. Music is everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm in a studio, I feel like I'm always at peace.
Right.
And with my family too, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
I move different. I have a family, so when I, mm-hmm, go back home to my kids and my wife,
yeah,
you know, that is gives me that inner peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
And further, almost strength and ability, if you will. Can we say that?
Absolutely. There you go.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Full circle. We love to see it. It's all about growth in this studio, baby. Make sure you keep on talking to us. I see you saying F the accent. If your English is good, you can hack art. I don't even think you need to know English to hack art. What do you? You don't.
The English is just but a.
It's a.
It's just we use it for communication. As long as you understand what I'm saying, I can be 31st years old, but it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter God.
As long as you.
Oh my God.
As long as you understand the message that I'm trying to put across, that's all that matters.
Yo.
Yeah.
Calligraph. Yo, we got to walk around with a muzzle for you. I'm dead. You know what? Get that bouquet and put it on my grave because I am truly dead right now. Well, you know how you doing? The OG is in the house. He is truly impressive. Girl, you ain't never lied. Watch till you hear this. All right, so we've just asked the OG if he would do us the honors, just like back in the day when he, you know, he was just doing his thing, starting out, all that beautiful stuff, if he could do a little something for us on the mic. And he has indeed agreed to, okay? So we're gonna let Schwaz pull up a little something, all right? And then he's going to his thing.
But that's when I figure Yego, I'm not performing. I'm not.
No.
Yeah, we're doing Yego today because I'm in the mood of...
That's perfect. Throwback. A little throwback Thursday?
TBT. Like that.
TBT. Yeah. That's perfect. That's one of my favorite songs, and I played it in the first hour.
Yeah. Get that instru.
In fact, I think I could pull it up right here.
Yeah.
Oh, he got it? Okay, bet.
Number one, is he about your headphones? I don't get the headphones. Turn me up on them headphones. Yeah. Turn it. Yeah. And since I debuted on the scene, they knew I was going to be your rebel. And what I be doing is dope, so y'all ain't even in my level. I walk in the club and they're loving the way that I'm rocking the medals. The way that I carry the stick, the girls are calling me Yego. They still can't get over the fact that I'm rich and I came from the ghetto. Them youngest is ready to die for the money, they're packing the metal. But still I be swagging and getting the paper, I'm hot as a kettle. In case you was wondering who I be, then call me Ego. The way that I tied in my body, you think I was not with the devil. They calling me Illuminati cause I be so rich and I'm settled. Opponents is running for me, they don't wanna battle. Cause they ain't no match for me, I'm Julius Ego. Hey, they're calling me Julius Ego.
Yes, hey. Let them know, let them know. You already know what time it is. Now listen to some of his new stuff off of Invisible Currency. Tsunami right there on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. OG in the house, and I see that you are absolutely loving it. One person says, shout out to Calligraph. I'm 43 and I still recognize him as Baba Yao 100.
Yes, sir.
I love the energy. Someone else said, Ruje said, say hi to Calligraph Jones and tell him that I'm looking forward to collaborating with him.
I'm listening. Like, I mean, there's a procedure. It's a procedure. I have my manager, in case you guys want to work with Calligraph Jones, then you can always communicate with my manager and he'll let you know what's up.
You going to put out his digits and email?
It's out there on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, Francis, kuwa tayari leo simu unataka kusimbuliwa na simu sana. I'm saying he's going to get a lot of phone calls today.
Ruje, yeah. Now you know where to find it. You better hit up Calligraph's Instagram to find out that good information so you can do the thing right there. Who is your favorite producer to work with?
Well, it depends. For me, I like working with different people because every time you work with a different person, then you get a new sound.
Right.
But currently I'm working with, there's a guy called Vince.
Yeah.
Vince on the beat.
Yes.
There is Vince. Actually handled most part of the album, like okay. 90% of the album. There's a guy called Wodomolo.
What do you mean you handle?
Like he did most of
the... Oh, I thought you said you handle. Oh, okay, oh, yeah, he. Okay.
I actually did, I produce myself.
Oh, you do?
All the songs on the album are produced by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Epic. Okay.
But Vince made the instrumentals. Okay. And we have the engineer who goes by the name of RS66.
Mm-hmm.
That is also one of the producers that probably one of the best producers in Africa. There's Wodomolo who's also on the album as well.
Okay.
He did the intro of the song. You've listened to Invisible Currency, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is Wodomolo.
Wodomolo.
Exactly. That's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. I got this, baby. What you thought? I'm an OG too, baby. You thought? Okay, super epic. So you do like to. Some people want to stick with one person. You do like indeed to have a diverse group of people that you can work with because you can create different things, especially when you're working with different sounds.
Yeah, that's the
which
whole,
we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm, that's the whole point of music.
Right.
Music is about diversifying.
Mm.
So when you get different people, then you get that, you diversify your sound.
Anyone you really want to work with, either locally or internationally? Someone that you're like vying for?
Right now?
Yeah. Or in future, that somebody that you would just really love to do the link with?
Locally, I've pretty much worked with everybody that is there to be featured on a song. Like I work with, Nani Tujemba Nae Franco. Nani nataka na kuimba naye. I can't say right now. But don't get it twisted. There are very many talented acts we have in this country. But right now, I can't think of...
The main people that are out there, you've worked with them internationally?
Internationally, today there's... hopefully by the end of 2022, I get... I don't know if you know Wu-Tang Clan?
Boom. Bye. Yeah, of course.
It's just good to good to get that confirmation.
Bye.
So you definitely know who Meth is. Meth.
Of course.
Method Man.
Yes.
Yeah. So
he's a poppy, by the way. We all drooling on him on social media. So in addition to being wildly talented and in the game for forever. Yes.
All right.
One of the originators of modern day hip hop.
You already know. Yeah. So there's a very high likelihood that before the end of 2022. We finna put in some work together.
Okay.
So that is someone that I'm looking forward to working with. There's Kidogo, it's going to be far-fetched, but hopefully we get to do a song with Shady.
Okay.
Eminem.
Yep.
Yeah, and probably there's some people right now on the other side. Well, this guy thinks he can get. Yeah. It's going to happen soon.
Okay.
Watch me do this. Yeah.
We'll wait and see. Well, we waited and we saw for 4 years when it came to Testimony 1990, the year your birth, and Invisible Currency. What was that about? Why 4 years, bruh? Why the long ass wait?
Because my moves are very meticulous. I don't just move randomly, wake up one morning and decide that.
So you can never be a Drake, someone who puts out music like 24/7?
I can. That's what I always do. I mean, I've been working on the album for 4 years, but I've still been putting out singles.
Okay.
Yo, I got bangers for days, you know? Mm-hmm. But don't ever get it twisted. Don't think Drake wakes up in the morning and just releases an album like that. They have a whole team.
They do.
All those things are pre-planned.
Right, of course.
Yeah. But with the album, I just felt like I needed to take time to ensure that everything is in a proper place. And I have elevated right now. I'm not... Khaligraph Jones is international. And I had to come through with an international sound. And hence the duration of that. Before the time that I took to put the album
together.
Do you
feel like Kenya is in a position to have superstars? I mean, we do have superstars, but to have superstars on that Hollywood level of the way we'll see people, you know, how we all know. Well, if you know the industry, you understand the industry, how they're able to put out music at a very, very fast pace, even whole albums.
Yeah.
On account of the enormity of the teams that they have and everything that's in place for them. Do you think we have that? Are we there yet?
You also have to understand that Kenya is a third world country. If you compare in our industry to the States, that's a different ball game.
Do you think that we're even close to being able to
get
to that?
I think we have the potential. We got the potential, and we are headed in the right direction. But it's going to take some time. But we're in the right direction right now. I feel like I'm optimistic, hopefully, because if you compare the way the industry is right now and how it was some years back.
When you started, for example.
When I started, exactly. You'll see that there has been notable changes, you know? So, I mean, we're headed in the right direction. And the message to all the acts, who all the musicians out there, you need to put in work, you know? I can't be the only rapper who's out here looking for people, looking at Dax. You know, Dax is a big name. He's also on the album.
Yeah, we're gonna get to Dax. Don't worry, I got a lot of questions about that too.
People also need to put their money where their mouth is, because that is what I do.
So you,
I feel I'm optimistic about where we are. I feel like we are headed in the right direction.
And the change is upon us, and it's in the works, and it's doing a thing.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
So what do you think is the change that came from Testimony to Invisible?
The net worth is different right now compared to how when I was putting out Testimony 1990. Net worth, you understand what I'm saying, right?
We understand what you're saying.
Yeah, the mindset is different. When I put out Testimony 1990, I ain't even had a family.
Got
a big family, you know. So, I mean, it's different, but it's also part of the process, because we needed to have Testimony 1990. So that we can be able to create Invisible Currency. So it's a process, and that's what it is.
Okay. Mm. You also talk in Cali Chronicles, right? The last track.
Yeah.
You talk a little bit about some of the challenges that, you know, you've had as an artist. Again, that has to do with a timeline thing, right? There's kind of a theme there, actually, that I'm noticing the more that I think back on the album after the listen that I had privately with myself, and then, you know, some of the questions I'm asking you. But there's definitely a timeline thing, and change is a big theme here. And you make mention at one point, I remember, of Corona kind of slowing things down, but people were still listening to your songs and the stuff that you had out there. And then also you had less drama because you weren't performing and all that fun stuff. So how hard was it putting this album together? Because you are dropping the album just after we're kind of finding a new normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what were your challenges?
I mean, things were a little complex at that point. Like, we didn't even know what was going to happen in the future.
Right.
Because, you know,
it felt like the world was ending, quite frankly. It was just
Those is facts. But I believe COVID, when COVID came, it also came with it, what do we say? It's teachings and lessons, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of knowledge that I gained off that COVID experience or that COVID situation, because that's when I learned how to produce, you know? So just getting all that information, and even when I'm working on my album, and, you know, at this, when I was working on Testimony 1990, I know nothing about sound engineering and, you know, things of that sort.
Yeah.
But when I'm making this album, you know, I had all that information. So,
and you taught yourself that largely in the time of COVID?
Exactly. So I think I can say it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for COVID, then, you know, some of these things that we have, or some of these songs that you're listening to on the album, they wouldn't be there.
Okay.
Yeah, so COVID came through. It was bad, but it did its thing as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely dope. Definitely dope. How you doing, Daniel? I see you talking to us. Hashtag Believe the Hype is a movie today, and I got popcorns at Calligraph. Crazy guy driving me loco with the hashtag Invisible Currency at DJ Schwaz at Wanjira L. Well, let's continue to drive you crazy. We're going to go into the last hour of The Hype. It's about 5 minutes past 9 in the p.m. Get ready, because here we come.
Lock it down your
Lock
radio.
It down your radio.
One jam at a
One
time.
One jam at a time.
On 98.4 Capital FM. The Hype.
The Hype.
With Wanjira Lungauer.
Ride for you, Rude Boy. Feature right there, of course. That's from the OG's album. Enjoying all the goodness that we're getting today. I see someone asking if they're like, please God, ask about Lil Wayne. What do you think of Lil Wayne? They want to know.
What about Lil Wayne?
Look, don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, okay.
I guess in terms of, you know what, this question, let me be more specific, because it sounds, I'm making it sound a little bit more random than it actually was. You know what he's asking? In I think this is in relation to people you'd want to work with and producers and things of that nature. So yes, let me be a little bit more specific.
Of course, Wayne is an OG, a legend in the game. He has influenced a lot of rappers to be doing what we be doing out here today. So if it is in terms of working with him, then that is something that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you'd be open to.
Of course, that's Wayne.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
When you brought it up, I was like, you don't like Lil Wayne right now? Is there something I need to know?
Wayne.
Is there something I need to know right now? What was it like working with Dax? Now, let's get to the Dax part, because Hiroshima is also the lead single off of Invisible Currency.
Yeah.
And, you know, much like you, Dax is a crazy talented. He's also, one of his talents is not just his lyrical prowess, but how he's able to rap phenomenally fast, which is also a skill you have, yeah? That twist of like power. So I'm like, what was that experience like, and how did that even come to fruition?
Big shout out to Dax. We made a classic. And
he says that too.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That people will be listening to for centuries
to centuries,
come.
For centuries, yeah. I think this is a song that I did with Sakodi, Wavy. And that track was really out there. You know, it was everywhere.
Right.
So I initiated a conversation with Dax on social media, on Instagram.
Okay.
I was like, I humbled myself. It's like, hey, Dax.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a humble guy.
Did everyone hear that line from the OG?
If you know me in real life, if you know me aside from, you know, people tend to assume a lot of things when they see you on out there, you know,
and on the stage. On the stage is a different persona. That's not who you bring to your friends and family.
Yeah,
I bet.
So I was out there. I was on Instagram. Of course, I'm a big fan of Dax. So I initiated the convo. I was like, "Yo, what up? My name is Calligraph Jones, a rapper from KE." And I was thinking if we could put in some work together. He quickly responded back. He was like, "Hey, bro, you don't even have to introduce yourself. I already know who you be, and I'm messing with your track with Sir Cody." I was like, okay.
I bet. He was getting wavy off of wavy.
Yeah. So I'm like, so we could work? It's like, yes. I'm like, say no more.
Okay.
Head to the studio real quick. Laced my verse. Got the instrumental from Vince. laced my verse, sent it to him, and he laced his verse, and Hiroshima was born.
All right, bet. And that's what the I call a chain reaction. How long did it take you to do that track? Like from the time you guys started talking?
Okay, for me, I did, of course, it only took me like an hour to come up with the lyrics.
Wow, okay.
Recorded my verse, because I record myself, so I recorded my part, sent it to him. He sent it to me, sent it back in like, I don't know, 2 days, because he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
And of course, the time difference.
Also time difference. Time I mean, there's a lot happening. Know? Yeah, he's got to get your track, listen to it, vibe off of it, all that stuff.
I told him, I have plans of shooting the video, but because you're in different locations, you think you can, you know, work something out.
And Nairobi and LA guys are so far away. As somebody who has to deal with that time zone difference often, it's hectic.
Yeah.
Hectic. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So he shot his scenes in wherever he was. And
I love that you both did the desert thing.
Yeah.
That was
actually
fun. That was cool.
He set the tone for that. So I was just.
Okay. So you worked off of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he immediately sent it to me. I was like, okay, now it's time to release. But it took me like 4 months. That was 4 months later after the recording of the song. Yeah. Because initially the album was supposed to drop last year.
Okay.
In November. But we had to hold it back for some reasons, you know, a couple of reasons. So we decided to push it to 2022.
Okay.
So it was supposed to come out last year. But it was 4 months after. That's when the song came out.
Wow. And,
yeah, like it's being talked about everywhere. If you guys, and I say this, take it to the bank if you got a problem with it. Khaligraph Jones has the most reaction videos. Like people react to my songs, like people who are not even from here.
Mm.
I'm the most reacted. Could you phrase that for me? Because you end up
talking Zulu.
I'm the most reacted.
Reactionary, yeah.
Yeah, reactionary artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they and bro, this is not something I'm fabricating. We got proof on social media and on YouTube. Go and check it out.
You got the receipts, Pookie. It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. We'd love to see it. Now, one thing about Dax as well is that in addition to having these really funky, creative, wild verses, he's also known for his videos being like super chaotic and out there, because you know how he's crazy energy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, beast with it. So I really, really, really want you guys to do a video like physically together.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility at all?
Of course, of course. I mean,
anything in the works there?
Yeah. The good thing, one thing about this music thing is that you gotta first of all set a foundation for, you know, other things to happen.
Right.
So Hiroshima was just but a foundation of, you know, us working together. We got you know, separate conversations where we're talking about he wants to have me on his songs, you know. There's a possibility I might have him on another track of mine.
Sick.
So, yeah.
So, this is the tip of the iceberg. There's more to come, definitely, especially between you two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With the lyrical fierceness and the talking at 100 miles per minute, I think that's going to be amazing. My mom's like one of your biggest fans. She's always like, how does he do that?
Oh, really?
How does he talk so fast? Yeah. So, okay. Very dope. Very dope indeed. If you were in a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
What genre would it be?
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, well, I don't know. You came in Muhammad Ali, so I can see you in a biopic, you know, playing him or his son. I mean, there are so many ways we could go with this. I could see you as an action. I could see you as in a drama as well. I mean, there are a lot of different ways. I would say not comedy would spring to mind, a romantic comedy. Okay. Those are the two genres I don't see you in immediately. But yeah, those are the ones I think of immediately. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you?
I don't know. Now that you've mentioned that, I'm thinking the same. That is something I've never thought of. You know,
you never thought of that?
Yeah, I never.
You
thought
never
of
get
that,
into acting or something like that?
I mean, I act on my songs. There are a couple of videos I've shot. Yeah. If you guys seen Kali Gattel,
of course.
I'm out there. I'm the, what do you call them? There's this new slang they use nowadays. The ops. What are ops?
Oh, the ops. I'm dead.
Yeah, that's a new slang for me. You know, I'm getting old, man. Yeah, but
there's so much to keep up with. I feel you. Okay,
Yeah, so it's something I do on some of my music videos, but.
And you know, they say, actually, I don't know if you know this, but a lot, especially because of the crossover that would happen with rappers and actors like Ice-T, Method Man, 50, they say. Ice Cube. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm. This has been happening for, you know, at least two decades now. And so they say that rappers really make the best actors because there's a lot of storytelling that they do in the way that they are they're chatting to you.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I've remembered something now that you've mentioned that. The other day I was talking to my boy. There's a Mkurugenzi. You know who Mkurugenzi is?
Put me on.
There's a guy called Abel Mutua.
Okay.
Abel is Abel. Not your Kenya, because you're Nigeria. You're lazima tuweke mali to understand.
Don't even, okay.
Abel Mutua.
In Slovakia, we would say Abel. I'm half Slovak, and in Slovakia, they would say Abel. So I know Abel.
So there's Abel Mutua. There's a guy called Abel Mutua, one of the most talented script writers and actors in this country. Mm-hmm. He was in my studio the other day, and he was talking about putting me on a movie.
Okay.
And
Look at that.
Because you mentioned that, now I remember. So yeah, that is something that might happen soon, you know.
We're speaking it all into existence.
For now, that information is confidential. We ain't gonna talk about that. I wasn't even supposed to say that, but
you did it, friend. Yeah, because I'm needing it out of you. Yeah. I'm needing it out of you.
Abel.
Who would you want to just in case Abel's listening, Abel, yeah. Abel.
Abel.
Who would you want to star alongside you, a Kenyan actor or an international whomever from whatever country?
Nani sasa, Inspector Mwala. You know who Inspector Mwala is.
I hate you. Am I the interviewer or are you the interviewer?
No, but I'm asking you. I mean, you must at least know these people. Uh-huh. Inspector Mwala is I'm playing with you. Uh-huh.
Who's someone?
Who's out here?
Who's out here doing it?
What is that shorty's name? the Somali girl.
Oh, Sarah Hassan?
Yeah, Sarah Hassan. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You like her? You like her stuff, her work?
No, I like her work, yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. Like, we can make a movie. You know, like, I feel like
Dari asked what kind of movie? Anyway, we won't go into genre. All right. Uh-huh. Bet. Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm. Very cool. Now, many people, since we're talking about all these things that you're doing, all these things that you do, all this success that you have, many people would look at you and be like, that dude don't have a problem in the world. Like, look, he's got Dax saying he knows him. He's doing music with Sir Cody. Like, you know, he's talking to Abel Mutua about being featured in films. Mm. And yet, you talk still in your music very much about obstacles you're still facing today in the industry. Mm. What's an obstacle that you as a made man faces in the industry?
Once again, I'll say this. This is a third world country.
Okay.
You know? And there are very many things that are happening out here that, you know, that they affect me. Let me put it like this. You know, people, like right now we have your audience. There are guys who are listening to this interview.
Mm.
And they automatically assume that because I'm here, this is translating to $1 million. You know,
mm-hmm.
So people think you have this guy has knock on a door.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People
come to you with their needs. They want you to help them. You know, hey, Calligraph, can you do this and this for me? Like, you have a lot of people who come to you with, you know, requests, and sometimes they don't even want to take no for an answer. They don't want to believe that I'm also a human being and I'm trying to put my ish together.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to believe that. They just think I have money and I can just give it out, you know?
Right.
And I face that every day, everywhere I go. I drive my car. There's traffic. You see people on Calligraph, you know your car. I would say this. But even aside from that,
like an obstacle in the industry where you're like, I still have to deal with some
every day.
Morasoka.
Let me tell you something.
Who's telling me some rubbish.
I was talking to Francis, who's my manager,
mm.
and I feel like people haven't fully recognized rap as a genre of music here in Kenya.
Okay.
I feel like we still need to prove a point every time. And when we make moves, like for instance, right now I have a song with Dax.
Mm.
I said I was going to do a song with Dax before it came out. People are like, "Yeah, how? Hey, well, you're not going to do it." And then when you do it, they're like, "Okay, so what's next?" You know. But if it was a different artist who's doing, you know, other types of music, then you will see that guy everywhere. He would be on all blogs. Hey, who do we have out here who's Akina Ananya. We don't even want to mention names. They will be out there. So for rap, I feel like we haven't fully...
Like, do you feel like, just as an example, like I'm 31st?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were making that kind of music, then it would be different.
It would be in every blog, is that what you mean?
Like that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a very sad situation. But I mean, every day we break barriers, we do the some of the things that people termed as impossible. And you know, it is what it is. Okay. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see more questions popping up for you, but I'm going to hold up on that. We're going to get into a little bit of what Schwa's got to throw down for us, and then we're going to get right into your questions. Continue talking to us, though. We love the love. Catlagraph is International 100. Go get him, G. That's from Jack Latif right there. You let us know what you think at the Hype 984, hashtag Believe the Hype, here with Catlagraph Jones, a.k.a. the OG. He's even letting us in on a little exclusives. Keep it locked. Making sure that you get all the information here, including the fact that you need to get that Amara shower gel, baby, with the men's and the unisex shower gel range. You are sure to be happy. It's enriching because it has just the right natural oils and useful antioxidants, ensuring that Amara shower gels will not just clean, but leave your skin feeling tingly and perfect after every wash. You can choose between the cucumber melon, the pampering lilac, the refreshing orange, the invigorating black earth shower gel, and so many more. With Amara shower gels, there isn't a shower gel that's not for you. Get yours today and invigorate your body with every single shower. With that said, I got the OG in here and he about to wrap it on up and leave us. Someone here is saying that they're a big fan and to tell you that your performance in Wudaiga a while ago was absolute fire.
Mm. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Was loving all of it. Somebody else here had a question for you. Mm. They were asking if you've ever approached Hobson. Or maybe would you?
No, I haven't. But now, because I've already worked with Dax,
mm-hmm.
if I was to initiate that convo with uh-huh. him, then probably it would materialize because he, you know what I've done with
Dax. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same exact thing that happened with Sakodi. Did the song with Sakodi. Dax was like, "Yo, I like that. Let's work together
right,
now."
Right.
It's like a chain reaction.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we were saying before. Epic. Mm. Is there a track on here that speaks to your heart more than others? On Invisible Currency in particular.
Yeah. The last song.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Khali Jones Chronicles. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Because I'm talking about all that.
Right.
From where it started up to where it is right now.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a special track. The last song that I actually recorded on the album.
It wasn't even
supposed to be on the album.
Okay.
Yeah, it just came up.
What was initially going to be the last song?
The one with Dax.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
It was supposed to be a 16 track album. But when I came up with that idea, I was like, I'm including this on the album too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now it's a 17 track album because of that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at how things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's you know, because it's Cali Chronicles and it's showing, you know, the timeline,
mm.
that word we keep on mentioning over and over again.
Mm.
What do you want the ending to look like? What's the legacy? Like, well, you know, everybody has an expiration date. One day, everybody in this room is not going to be here in the physical, right?
Yeah.
So what do you want your epitaph to say?
For me, I just want to push it to the maximum. I don't know. I can't say I want to be here. I want to be there. I just want to leave a proper impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I am doing that even right now as we speak. Because you guys know where I came from. You know my background. You know, if you don't know, in case you don't know, you can go and look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be where I am right now already, it speaks volumes because it is a proper testimony that if you listen to or if you see it and you understand it, then you get you are properly motivated. So I just want to leave a proper impact to the people, positive impact. That's the whole point for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
you hear that, Rude J? So you know, like he said, there's a process and everyone starts from somewhere. You started from somewhere and look where you are now.
I didn't start from somewhere. I started,
you started from nowhere.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Started
yeah.
from nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And now you're here today doing it.
God is good. God's grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. And I will always say that every time and anywhere I go to any platform, you know, whenever I get a chance. Because if it wasn't for God, then I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Are you a religious man?
I believe in God. I believe in God. You know, nowadays, there's a lot of things that are happening in this world. And even for me to say that I'm a religious man, right now, they're going to put you out there on Twitter. Oh, what do these guys call who don't believe in God?
Atheists.
Yeah. Oh, calligraphy. So I just, you know, just know that I believe in God, and I'm from a very prayerful background.
We love that. We love that. And in all the things that you do, because you did mention family and, like, you know, now that you have a family, you're motivated differently, right? Mm. Especially having children. I find that people, when they have kids, they're like, that will really change your world.
Yeah.
How do you want your children to remember you? Even through your art, through your music, and the legacy that you leave.
But daddy was an OG. Yeah.
Point blank, period,
yeah,
poo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they say one thing about daddy, they're going to be like, he was an OG. And that's that on that.
He was an OG.
Daddy
yeah.
was an OG.
Yeah, because I'm trying to ensure that my kids have the best. And that's why I don't even sleep.
Yeah.
I don't even sleep. I'm constantly working, you know.
Schwaz was saying that, by the way, before you arrived. He was talking about how people who are aware of your work ethic. They'll say this guy is, you know, if you know someone who knows someone, you know, because we're all in the industry, you know, they'll be like, yo, that guy, like, doesn't really, like, stop. Like, he's exactly. always on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point. And all this right now, I feel like because I got people who are looking, who are, you know, my kids, you know, I'm just trying to ensure that they are properly set for life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go through some of the things that I went through.
Right.
And that's why I'm always on the grind every day. Like I said, I don't sleep.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
I don't.
And apparently other people can attest to that.
Yeah.
Do your kids pronounce it Abel or Abel?
I think they would say Abel.
They would say Abel? At this point, yeah.
At this point, yeah, it's Abel because I don't want to say much, but God is good.
I think I think you've said enough just in that statement. Had to bring it full circle. And How We Do, featuring the brilliant, amazingly talented, such a fan of her, Xenia. And, of course, off the album's lead single with Dax, Hiroshima. And in other songs, granted, you continue to say that you always put Nairobi on the map.
Yeah.
Right? And so I just had to ask you this. If you were offered the craziest of bags and they said, but you can only create in English, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pesa, where pesa bana? I got pesa hapa inje bana.
You can speak swa at home.
I nataka pesa bana mimi bana. Mimi unajua mimi nataka pesa bana.
And I understand all of that.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I believe even if that offer was to come right now, I've done enough. You can listen to the content that I created in Swahili now.
We'll have a lot of nostalgic tracks. Yeah, it's not going to be a problem.
Now it's all about the money, man. We're trying to live a good life. I'm trying to live a good life, man. I just want to be successful. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Super epic. Thank you so much for coming to the
Thank
show
Thank you
today.
For having me.
You are very welcome. Make sure you come back. You heard?
Most definitely.
Epic. All right. We did it with Calligraph. We had the most amazing time, and we're looking forward to having him in the future.
I'm off. Where are you off in my mind?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, my darling.
Come on, man.
Pole.
Invisible Currency is out.
Hey.
Go and check it out right now. It's on all the streaming platforms, digital music distributing streaming platforms or whatever they call them. You can get it on Boomplay. We are doing 2 million streams right now.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, and then, like I said,
you broke a million streams like hella quickly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
hella quickly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was kind of wild. Yeah, I was reading about that.
It was
like,
expected because, you know,
because you're the OG.
Of course, you say that yourself. Yeah, but yeah, guys, go and listen to the album. I want to thank all my fans who've made it possible for Calligraph Jones to be where he is today. I'm always going to say this every time I get a chance to thank you so much. God bless you. I got a new video coming out soon.
For which? Oh my God, can we know which song?
mean, you know, I have like 7 videos right now. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the one to release because it's crazy because I'm getting different reviews, you know, from people. And when you think you've made your decision and then you change your mind again, but hopefully in due time we get to get that confirmation. But yeah, there's a new video coming through, and that is something you should look out for. All in all, thank you so much. God bless you guys. Calligraph Jones, Invisible Currency. Yeah.
Yes. I hope there's also going to be a video for Invisible Currency. I'm just putting that out there.
Of course. Absolutely.
Because I really, really love Invisible Currency.
Thank you.
I mean, the whole album, but that track in particular also. I was like, ooh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
He was like?
I was like, ooh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, it was a vibe. The whole thing was a vibe. I was vibing out.
You.
I was
thank
vibing out heavy.
Much.
Yes, you're very
thank
welcome.
You. Thank
Keep
you.
Up the amazing work. We're going to get back into Schwaz's mix, reminding you, of course, to make sure that you're sparkling clean, baby. You can only do that with Ace Disinfectant. Use it for your homes, your businesses, your workspaces. Keep it all squeaky clean and away from the germies. You've got options when it comes to the scents too: mint, apple, and winter spice. You're going to be spoiled for choice as you're keeping your kitchen counters, floors, sinks, and tabletops well protected. Ace Disinfectant has fast-acting microbial components that clean and disinfect on the go. So get yours today at all leading stores countrywide. 13 minutes at the top of the hour. Let's continue to enjoy.